Lecture 16. So we're now into physical chemistry, as I promised. It's quite a short section of the course that links between the inorganic and the organic, so there's some content is related to a bit of both areas. We start then with the gas laws. Now in 10.11 we look at the ideal gas law, PV equals nRT. This particular law then pertains to ideal gases. Now the characteristics of an ideal gas, the particles have got no volume, so this is a theoretical gas, okay, it's not a real one. So particles have got no volume, there are no interactions between particles, so when they approach each other, there's no attraction or repulsion. They have inelastic fully elastic collisions. Now, with this particular equation then, if we have got our ideal gas inside a container of volume 1 m³, when we plug in our value for the gas constant at 8.314 pascal meter cube Kelvin mole, at some particular temperature with 1 mole of material, we can exactly calculate that pressure. Now, it's obeyed exactly. A real gas deviates quite significantly, and that's what we're going to look at next. Some other common terminology, standard temperature and pressure. The standard pressure is fine, it's 1 atmosphere, which is convenient. Now, when we're going to do calculations, most of the time we're going to have to plug in the units for pressure that will relate to the value of the gas constant we use. Now, I'm going to give you this value for the gas constant here, the 8.314. If you start using your textbook and it picks on 0.0826 because it's using atmospheres, then you're going to have to get used to converting, because when you hit the exam time, this is the gas constant that I'll be giving you. As you can see, the volume's in meters cubed, so there's plenty of options for conversions here. Your temperatures will always have to be converted from Celsius through to Kelvin. Your pressures will go from liters, whatever, through to, rather, your volumes will go from liters or decimeters cubed through to meters cubed. And your pressures, if they're given in atmospheres, then they'll need to be converted through to pascals. Now our standard temperature unfortunately isn't room temperature, it's 0 degrees Celsius, so that's the definition of standard temperature. This is a really nice question for the multi-choice, which of the following is standard temperature and pressure. So I'll give you 25 degrees C, 1 atmosphere, 0 degrees, 1 atmosphere. You've got to pick the 0 degrees. Now a mole of ideal gas at standard temperature and pressure occupies 22.41 litres, and fortunately for us, at 1 atmosphere pressure, then our atmosphere around us behaves quite like an ideal gas. The concentration of particles is quite low, they don't bump into each other very often, they don't have that much volume compared to the space they occupy. And so this expression here then becomes quite useful, because it's saying then 1 mole of gas is going to occupy that much volume at standard temperature and pressure.